start again before we know it. And what better time than to talk about some family rules?
Rules are very important.
Child psychologist Dr. Doug Goldsmith says research shows that kids and teens need rules and rituals. Along with back-to-school rules about a morning routine and homework, talk about a rule about staying in groups.
Because we know that that's a huge protective factor.
Watch for alone time with a teacher or coach or mentor.
We shouldn't taint everything with "because they could hurt you." I just need to know.
Go to back-to-school night, meet the teacher, meet the coach, or other authority figure. Experts say if you have eyes on that person, they would be less likely to victimize your child. In the case of Davis High teacher Brianne Altice, one teen testified he would seek her out to flirt and compliment her. It grew to sexual activity after exchanging explicit messages and photos by cell phone.
Eyes on the cell phone, eyes on the social media.
Ben Rasmussen leads the commission in charge of reviewing teacher violations.
That's where a lot of those start. It crosses over into the personal or crosses over into things where they shouldn't go.
If your child came home and said, "I'm getting special treats from my teacher or my coach," or, "Yeah, I got this gift from my coach or my teacher," those should send up red flags.
Dr. Goldsmith says family dinner time is a perfect check-in time.
Watch for sleep issues, appetite issues, a child being more emotional than usual or more secretive than they used to be. While that's part of normal teen years, it's not if there's open communication. And we've just got to make sure that there's open communication.
So set rules and guidelines and be watchful on your end. And the schools must enforce their rules and guidelines and be watchful on their end too. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.